Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm one of your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, providing you strategic content marketing and support to reach your target audience and boost engagement.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari, your other host. I'm with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And today it's all about engagement because apps had another amazing year in 2014 with Flurry from Yahoo reporting that, and get this, Shahab, overall app usage grew by 76%. But the real news is the shift in the kinds of apps we use because although games are still a big category, it was the year that marketers and brands and agencies like yours got into gear, and as a result, shopping, along with productivity and messaging, were the key categories that experienced exponential growth. In fact, these are the categories that experienced triple-digit growth, leading everyone in the industry to call 2014 the year of the shopping app, since people, of course, were using them for always-on shopping, mobile shopping, shopping in the store, and as well as working communication. So all this spells opportunity. Also challenges for marketers that want their app to be the one consumers are reaching for. And to give us some tips on how to achieve this, our guest today is Steve Gershick, Chief Marketing Officer of Swerve, a company focused on marketing automation. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Peggy. Great to be with you.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome. And I understand it that you and I both are fresh off CES. How was your experience at the show?
I'm surprised I didn't see you. There were so few people. It was massive. This year, there were two satellite shows that were really interesting. One I didn't get to was for marketers, and I wish I had the opportunity to this was the first year of
it
that.
It really was. And then, you know what? That was where I spent most of my time.
So I would love to hear what that experience was like. But I spent some time on Monday, Tuesday of the CES week at a satellite show called App Nation. And what was really interesting.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was fascinating not only to see what big brands were presenting, but what other big brands were lurking around trying and if you got a few drinks into them, they would tell you they really don't have a mobile strategy yet, and they're starting to get a little nervous about it.
As they should. So, and Swerve, and again, that's S-W-R-V-E, right? How were you positioning yourselves during that time?
Yeah, so we spoke about what happens. Swerve's a mobile marketing automation company, so we help marketers who are using mobile apps to reach out and engage with customers or to build their brand, to take advantage of the communication channels within the mobile app, in-app messages, push notifications, changing the user experience to deepen that engagement, to be more successful. And we were at the show talking about what happens after the app install. There are a lot of companies that are talking about user acquisition. UA is a huge topic at all of these app shows, and we like to talk about what happens after you've spent all that money, right? Mm-hmm. You've developed your app, and you've spent real dollars to acquire each and every user, then what happens after that? And that was the session that we presented.
That's great, and I'm sure Peggy wants to jump in here, but tell us a little bit more about Swerve before we move on.
Yeah, so we've been around for about 4 years. We grew out of the gaming industry. So our co-founders out of Dublin, Ireland, had developed a physics engine for console games, sold that to Intel for a whole lot of money, and then went immediately into the mobile space. And so we started as an A-B testing engine. So started recording all the events that would happen when a user is using a mobile app, their location, where they're navigating around to, what they're interacting with, what they're not looking at, and gave marketers the ability to test in-app messages, to test push notifications, and then over time, we added some functionality to actually change the user experience within the app in real time, depending on any number of segmentation goals that you might have.
So before we get to sort of more about how you do what you do, you know, you guys published a study that said 19% of mobile apps were used once and then never opened again. And I've seen other studies that also say, you know, most apps are deleted within seconds after we download them. You know, there's a lot going on in the in between sort of saying you're going to download an app and actually using it, let alone using it frequently. What are the reasons for that?
Well, because most apps suck.
that's a quote, Steve. We'll take it.
There are some amazing apps out there. I think, you know, Zeit is one of my favorites. I use it every single day. MyFitnessPal is just getting better and better. We just had New Year's resolution, so everybody's firing up MyFitnessPal again. Mm-hmm. But the majority of apps, they look like they were created as side projects. There was no thought given to longevity. And what I mean by that is what happens to deepen and enrich the customer experience after that initial app install. And you think about your typical mobile app install experience. You find an app, you download it, you open it. It immediately asks you permission to push messages at you. And I think they should call it shove messages, because it's really shoving messages in your face when you're not using the app. And basically they're asking you if it's okay to interrupt you whenever the app maker cares to, whenever they decide they want to. And then your experiences inside the app, it's the same as everyone else's. So there's a real disconnect here. We've got a device that's the most personal ever invented, and the apps are getting less personal. So really the winning apps are the ones with longevity, the ones that see long-term value for both the customer, both the user and the app maker. Those are the ones that are creating compelling personalized experiences for the user.
So is it just a matter of understanding, you know, the rules of etiquette here, what some call the rules of good push, or is it something a bit more that you want to talk about and get to when we think about how to increase and encourage user engagement with apps? Because that's really what it's all about for marketers and brands is, you know, the users have to use those apps.
Yeah, the users have to use those apps, but more importantly, they have to enjoy them. Because most mobile apps, I've seen statistics that said 90% of mobile apps are deleted after at the end of a year. They're deleted off a mobile app, that people are getting more and more finicky about the apps that they're going to keep on their device and engage with over time. And so if you're not creating a compelling user experience, if you're sending irrelevant push notifications or annoying push notifications, I'm starting to see push overload on my device now. I just got the iPhone 6 Plus with 128 gigs. So I thought, all right, well, I can install an virtually unlimited number of apps on my phone. And I realized the consequence of that is all the push notifications that I'm getting. And it's just one little...
See, I was gonna mention that, you know, despite the fact that the phone, you know, hard drive space is getting larger and larger, people are still deleting that many apps within a year. That's amazing.
Well, think about it. If it's great to have capacity for content, right? I can download my entire music library onto my device. I can put a couple of videos on, so when I'm stuck on a plane, on the tarmac, I've got something to look at. But the apps, if they're not relevant and engaging to me, then they're just going to be annoying. And I think more often than not, I get a push notification that really doesn't resonate with me. It's just a throat clearing and annoyance. And it makes me feel like deleting whatever app sent me that notification.
Well, this is a great time to jump into, you know, what is the link then between sort of mobile app engagement and mobile marketing or marketing automation, which is what you do over at Swerve, Steve. But we'll get to that right after this break. So stay there, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari from Skywire.
And we have Steve Gershick with us. He's CMO of Swerve, a company specialized in marketing automation, which is a great way to get to that question right before the break. Steve, tell us about that. I mean, what is marketing automation? What's meant by that? Maybe the nuts and bolts and a little bit of explaining what's involved here.
Yeah, well, mobile marketing automation at its core, it's a technology platform that makes it easy for you to speak to your customers via your mobile app. And you can do that in a variety of ways. You can send in-app messages to promote content and offers to the users of your mobile app. You can send push notifications, what we were talking about before the break, to re-engage with users who are not currently looking at your app. And you can customize the content and the user experience for each individual user based on advanced real-time segmentation and analytics capabilities. Now, we've got a bunch of ebooks on Swerve.com, help marketers understand the mobile marketing automation landscape. We just released this this past month, a buyer's guide for mobile marketing automation. We gave out copies at the App Nation conference. It was very popular in helping people understand what the marketing technology landscape is when it comes to mobile. There's also a complete guide to mobile success on the Swerve website.
That's great. Now, marketers sometimes miss the mark with their messages. What can they do or think about in order to optimize their messages? And does Swerve's real-time automation help with that?
Yeah, they miss the mark. Sometimes comically so. I got a push notification while I was using an app at CES. The notification said, "We miss you. Come back and visit us." Which is so lame. It's really because it's not about we marketing anymore. It's got to be about you marketing. We have one customer who's dynamically segmenting users in real time to figure out who's happiest, who is most engaged, and who shows signs of deleting the app entirely. sending us off to app purgatory. So as marketers, we have to think about how to send the right message to the right person at the right time. This is not a new problem. It's just a new medium through which to experience an old problem, right? So you know, what can you do to optimize your message? You got to test them. So I've been at this for 20 years. I'm still amazed that I'm amazed that sometimes my instincts for copy or offers is way off. And the only way to discover whether your messages are optimized are to test them. And I've seen customers that have made slight variations in the length of their message, of the colors of the creative. They can make a dramatic difference. One of our customers moved a message one level deeper in their mobile app, and they increased their offer acceptance by more than 50%. So, you know, in order to avoid missing the mark, think about the timing of your message, think about the creative, and most importantly, think about the segmentation. Who's actually seeing those messages?
And again, going back to CES, when I was at the C-Space, I was at the Google panel, and one of the examples of testing that they gave was a chewing gum. And they had, you know, two different commercials that were just going to simply go to YouTube. One of them started with the celebrity endorsement popping the gum into his mouth, and the other one, he was already chewing it. And again, is that really a difference? You know, would... you would assume they would both have the same engagement rates, but once they tested it, the one where the guy was already chewing made all the difference as far as clicks and people watching the video all the way through. So testing is definitely important.
And it's those subtle variations. I wouldn't be surprised if they tested chewing on the right side of his mouth, versus the left side, because who knows? There could be a difference. The only way to understand what our consumers prefer is to offer them variations and see what performs best.
I mean, I'm hearing a lot about testing, and I've been writing about it, and I absolutely believe, you know, A-B testing, it's the gospel. But, when you're thinking about the nuts and bolts here, is there some nuts and bolts advice you can provide about, sizes of test groups, how often you test? I mean, just saying test all the time. I've got marketers coming up to me saying, well, yeah, what do I do? Do I just like do this all the time? Or how do I actually go about that once I'm sold on the idea that A-B testing is an essential?
Yeah, you know, so I think about testing like flossing, right? You know, your dentist should floss every day. Everybody knows they need to floss every day. But, you know, if we're being honest, we don't always get around to it. Testing's the same way. We absolutely know what the benefits of testing are, but it's not that exciting, creative part of marketing unless we care about driving real business results. And then it gets exciting. But I think that the way that a marketer should approach this is culturally, and that means think about when you're deploying something new to test a variation, and it matters less what the variation is than that you've got the mindset of always be testing. And if that means you test a subject line in an email or a color variation on a reply button or a small copy tweak, over time, what you'll find is that testing will be incorporated into your everyday activities, just like I learned that if I put the dental floss on my bathroom counter, I'm much more likely to use it than if it's hidden away in a drawer. So the magic of testing is in doing it, you get better at it, and you do it more regularly, and you'll see some surprising results.
And so at Swerve... is it something where Swerve is a tool, or are you consulting your customers on, you know, the testing and what kinds of analytics they're looking at?
Yeah, well, Swerve is a marketing automation technology platform. It's a web-based platform for marketers to use, and we are consulting for our customers because mobile marketing automation, as you guys know, so new. It's such a new discipline that most of our customers don't know what they don't know. They're not quite sure where to get started. The benefit of working with a vendor that's been around for a little while is that we see what our other customers are doing, and what they're successful with. So,
well, can you tell us a little bit about how it's working? You probably can't share too much in detail, but what are some customer examples you can share?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you know, App Store ratings are the equivalent of search engine optimization. I mean, they allow your brand, your app, to get found more easily and have the additional benefit of demonstrating social proof that other users think your app's worthwhile. And Sony is one of our customers. They have used segmentation on their user base to encourage active and engaged users, those who are regularly using their mobile apps, to rank and review them in the App Store. So it's a simple concept, really. You ask the people who are using the app to rate you, and they tend to rate you higher than people who aren't. And so many app makers send a blanket broadcast message to all the users saying, hey, rate us on the App Store. Sony, using this little segmentation trick to test the message, they found that they had they shot up from a 2.3 rating for this particular app in the App Store to a 3.5 rating. Mm. So that's a huge improvement just by segmenting users who are most delighted. There's another customer, Big Fish Games. They asked their users in advance if they're having a good experience. If they said yes, they were sent to the App Store to rate them. If not, mm-hmm. they were given bonus points in the game in appreciation for sharing the feedback, right? So they didn't bounce those unsatisfied users over to the App Store, but they actually gave them a reward as a way to gain more customer loyalty. So some really interesting practices.
So really a lot of it is about understanding the user, maybe not context, but their state, so that you can say, okay, you're enjoying this, give me feedback, because of course good feedback raises, and good reviews, of course, raise your app, right? Either in reviews or in the App Store. And if it's not working out, then some sort of consolation, as you said, like a reward to say, okay, you're not having a great experience, but here's some reward points, make up for it. Maybe you'll get better as it moves on. That's common sense, but very smart, Steve.
Well, Peggy, we were talking about push notifications earlier, and I always hate when I open an app if I get a message that says, can we send you push notifications? I want to say no. It's kind of like when I'm in a restaurant and I get my salad and they ask if I want cracked pepper on it. I don't know because I haven't tasted the salad yet. So don't ask me now. Ask me after I've tasted the salad. Maybe I want a little pepper. Same thing with push notifications. Demonstrate some value. The reason why I should give you permission to interrupt me. And if it's a good enough reason, then I will. And I'll tolerate your interruptions. But if I don't do that, a lot of our customers are waiting for a time when they think that the customer is really engaged and liking their app, and then asks them for opt-in for push notifications, and they see a tremendous lift in the number of people who actually say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great way to also just start the list. We'll continue it after the next break, but start the list that we like to give our listeners. We like to give them top tips, things that they should have top of mind as they're approaching, trying to emulate the success that your companies have had with the approaches that they've used. So maybe we could just get a little bit of a feel for that after the break, Steve. So why don't you come back with your top your tips about what marketers need to have top of mind, and we'll be back right after this break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contest and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Skywire.
And our guest, of course, is Steve Gershik, the CMO of Swerve.
And again, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, user engagement and push notifications. What are your top three picks as far as what marketers should have top of mind?
Well, here's three tips, and you've already learned these from your mother. So the first one is, if you don't have anything interesting to say, don't say anything at all.
I have heard that.
and this comes, I've got a long history in the marketing automation industry, and you know, the saying, with great power comes great responsibility, is sometimes you just have to step away from the tool and think about whether or not you've got something interesting to say to your users. Just because you have the ability to talk doesn't mean that you're saying anything particularly interesting. The second is related to that, and it's treat people the way that you want to be treated. So interruption marketing is resurfacing in all the new channels, particularly in mobile, particularly in the form of push notifications. And think about what you really need to say to entice somebody to come back into your mobile app, because there's this liminal moment, this moment of transition, when you send a push notification where somebody can say, hey, thanks for reminding me. Let me pop back into the app and see what's new and interesting. Or, gee, this person's very annoying. I'm going to delete the app. Mm-hmm. And I guess the third tip is treat your message as part of an ongoing conversation. So just like conversation has different stages, you've got rapport building and trust establishment and authority and knowledge transfer and kind of the next steps or transition. Think about modeling your digital conversation with customers according to what their needs are, and try and do it in a conversational way where you're not blasting everything to them all at once. And I guess here's a bonus one. Create profiles of your users. Brian and Jeff Eisenberg, or Jeffrey Eisenberg, they've written some great books on digital persuasion. They've written a lot about creating buyer personas and modeling their buying cycle, their engagement cycle. Terrific resource to check out.
Great.
I'm just curious, in and amongst the tips here, a little bit of a practical tip. I mean, what's required from marketers, from companies who's listening in saying, yep, absolutely, I'm on board with this. I mean, what's required from a skills or staffing perspective to make this work?
Yeah, well, you really have three options when it comes to staffing. You can find the marketing unicorn, the person who an expert in marketing, an expert in mobile, an expert in analytics. They know what they need to know in order to take advantage of the possibilities of the mobile experience, location-based marketing and time-based marketing and deep linking and all of that. Good luck finding that person. They probably already have a job. They're probably well-paid and they know what they're worth. But you can try to hire for that person. You can train your existing staff, and there are a number of trade groups and associations that that you can engage with to come in and make your existing team smarter. And that person on your team might be your digital marketing manager or producer. It could be somebody in engagement or retention, but that's a possibility. And the other is to work with an agency. So agencies and vendors. Some vendors have professional services organizations, Swerve does, have people who have been doing this for a while with a whole bunch of customers and can take advantage of best practices they've learned, as well as pitfalls to avoid in order to make sure that you're successful your first time out.
Well, those are some great tips. Excellent advice, Steve. I'd like to thank you for being our guest on the show today. And, you know, listeners, how can they get in touch with you or maybe even find out more about all those resources you were telling us about that Swerve's been putting out recently?
Sure. Well, our website is swerve.com, S-W-R-V-E. They can follow me on Twitter. I'm at sgersh, at S-G-E-R-S-H, or they can email me. My short email address is sg@swerve.com.
Awesome. And Shahab, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Z-A-R-G-A-R-I. And don't forget to check out all the cool stuff at skywire.com.
And you can find me over at mobilegroove.com. You can email Peggy me. You can email me, rather, peggy@mobilegroove.com. And you can also check out for companion posts at Mobile Groove and, of course, on Mobile Presence. So thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence presented by Skywire.com. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store, Google Play. Next week, we'll be back, and we're picking up our thread with Apponomics, the book I wrote in partnership with InMobi, and our guest will be Mahak Sharma. So thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your mobile audience. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. See you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.